The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, backseaters, we just want to give you a quick heads up on our summer schedule. Melissa and myself and Andy and Mercedes, we're going to be like real humans who have real family activities we do during the summer. So we are going to take a couple dates off. And we're not going to run reruns. You guys don't really listen to the reruns, which is fine. You don't have to. I mean, you can go back and listen to it if you want. Point is, we're going to take a couple weeks off. We will not have episodes on July 3rd or July 24th. We're going to do our best to keep the schedule otherwise in place there, but no episode July 3rd, July 24th. Also, super fun announcement coming probably in that time, too. Maybe? I don't know. So good news and bad news. This is taking longer than it's supposed to be. Enjoy the episode. Bye. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, my CFO, and overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Melissa is 40 and feeling self-conscious.
Yeah.
Mel turned 40 and couldn't have her picture taken.
All my workout clothes are really old and ugly.
Yeah.
And then I went to a national park for my birthday, and then I wore those clothes.
Yeah.
And then we started taking photos, and I was like, I don't like the way I look.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that's a me problem, and...
You know, there is a little bit of, like...
And part of turning 40 is acceptance. Uh-huh. I was also, like, PMSing, so that didn't help anything.
Remember that?
But,
we had that nice call with Leanne Morgan, where she just out of nowhere was just, like, kind of started preaching on us, who's like... You know, I turned 40, not so scared of that number. And then I woke up the next day, I just felt amazing. And then I turned 50. And then everybody that used to bother me and I used to care what they think, I don't care what they think. And some of them are dead now anyways. I was like, this is a nice little pep talk. But
it was nice. And there are good things about getting older like that. You're just like, why am I letting this person, you know, like steal all my like headspace,
right,
you know, like
right.
I'm not for everyone. It's okay. Yeah. Like,
no one's for everybody.
No, and go where you're loved, you know. But anyway,
I mean, Taylor Swift is the most popular artist on the planet, and I feel like who do you see more visceral hate towards? No one's for everybody, you know.
It's impossible. Yeah,
I would argue I'm for very few people. Interpersonally, not a lot of people, you know.
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing about artists.
Don't give me that title. Give yourself that title. I'm not an artist. I'm a clown. I tell funnies while people eat and drink.
That's not true, though, because you give people...
I don't want this. Whatever you're about to say, I don't want it.
I don't know. I just, like, for example...
Hit me.
For San Diego, our hometown show, we had four shows this weekend. And say what you want. Like, we always kind of, like, have a couple people on our guest list, which are, like, teachers or coaches or...
Andy.
Podcast producers.
Andy in a small group.
Yeah.
Andy rolled deep with the church small group.
Eight-passenger van.
Did you guys travel together?
Mercedes was the chaperone.
That's right.
The DD?
Mm-hmm. Father's Day DD.
Yeah.
But anyways, you're giving them an experience and a show and a bonding moment.
Yes, like a clown.
Entertainment.
Yeah, so I'm an entertainer.
And whether they paid for the tickets or, you know, we put them on the comp list, it's still, it's a team bonding, it's a small group bonding.
This is what we exist for, guys. We exist to be an outing for your church small group. That's why I do them on weeknights a lot, is because I know a lot of church small groups meet on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and we can be your little outing. But you got to be one of the cool small groups to do it. You can't.
You know what's so funny is I'm getting these like texts and DMs that were like, we planned in December to come.
Yeah.
And then we got busy and forgot.
That's hilarious. And I'm like, listen, you bought a ticket.
If there's something about being in your 40s, it's planning 6 months in advance and then forgetting.
Yeah.
We also had some friends whose son turned 20. So they were like, I don't know, maybe we can go, maybe we can't. And then they came because he didn't want to hang out with them.
Yeah, classic.
So there you have it. That's and our fan base.
And you turned 40. Not officially yet. I think by the... Is this going to be... No. This won't be out. So is it coming out on your... When does this come out? Are you 40 when this airs?
I'm 40 in 3 days, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I will be 40.
You'll be 40. Mel's 40, everybody.
I'm 40.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sporty and 40.
Yeah, more sporty. Just 40, but... Yeah.
Horty and 40, like horticulture. That's not right. Nope, that's too close to the other one. I mean it in the horticulture sense.
Hall of Horrors?
We didn't go there. It looked good. Yeah. Well,
it looked fine.
How's 40 feel, Mel?
It feels fine.
I don't know. I've never been 40. You know, I don't know. There is something about the number 40 that there's no This Is 30 movie. Nobody cares when you turn 30.
No.
People would turn there and think, I'm 30. Everything, shut up. Nobody cares about 30. 40 is like, poo.
Well, this is what I said this at my party. 40 is the first time doctors actually listen to you.
Yes.
Because when you're in your 30s, you're like, am I drinking too much water? And they're like, well, who cares? Go away. You're not at an age where you could actually have like a thing. For the most part, you're just like, you know, be healthy.
Yeah.
Exercise, diet, or, you know, eat well.
40
when you're 40, they're like, okay, tell me more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it might be something.
Yeah. 40 is like, 40 is like showing up to a bank with like a lot of money to invest, and they're like, okay, you have our attention.
We're gonna get the manager.
We'll get the manager.
Yeah.
Like, and this is important.
Exactly. The doctors are finally listening.
That's so funny.
Because in the 20s and 30s, they're just like,
yeah,
you're fine. Just go figure it out.
It's adorable you're there in your 20s and your 30s. They're like, going to your doctor in your 20s and really part of your 30s, they're like, it's fine.
I mean, it's, you know, preventative health. Great.
Yeah.
Overall.
It's a lot of this.
Yeah, we'll see in a year.
Like, talk to me when you're 40. If this is still an issue at 40,
yes,
then you'll get something.
And then they're like, well, tell me how many times a week, how many times a day. And they are listening finally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, they'll actually. They're not nicer, by the way. They're just
they're just looking at your age, and they're going, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're looking at your wallet.
Yeah, they're looking at your wallet.
We'll watch that.
They're like, yeah. If you go in in your 20s, like, and your cholesterol's up, they're like, you probably just ate too much cheese yesterday. And you go in now, they're like, does this run in your family?
Yeah.
How long has this been going on? You're going to meet, you get more, in your 20s, you get more pamphlets. In your 40s, you get more prescriptions. They're like, yeah, just go deal with that. But you're right. 40s is when they start listening to you. So that's nice. That's one of your perks of 40. What else you got? How else does it feel?
What else I got?
I mean, we'll keep evaluating. Just give me a heads up of what it's going to be like when I turn 40. I've been saying, you and I have been saying we were 40 for a while.
Yeah, we've been rounding up for a bit. And, you know, we had our kids so young that most people at 40 kind of have little kids.
Yeah.
You know? And if they started like mid to late 30s having kids. So we're ahead of the curve because we've got the teenagers.
Right, right.
You know? And I mean,
you're 40 and you have a senior in high school.
Exactly.
That's rare.
I don't think anything has been more pivotal in my life than having teenagers.
Yeah.
So that is a big part.
It's very hard.
For me being 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's I didn't think it was possible, but teenagers make me miss toddlers. Toddler couldn't drive.
Toddler slept like 14 hours.
Toddler never.
In 24 hours.
Yeah. Toddler never cussed me out in front of grandma. You're right. Toddler would get angry, but then go to sleep.
Yeah.
Teen gets angry and then stays up late
And then has like four meals.
And then, yeah. Well, that's the other thing. They're so expensive. Yeah. I mean, there's
their clothes are huge. They eat a ton of food.
I mean, when you're breastfeeding, you're feeding for free. You know?
At 10:40 last night, my daughter comes out and was like, I need hair oil and hair protectant.
And volleyball shoes.
And brand new volleyball shoes.
Yeah.
It was 10:40 at night.
Toddler wouldn't wear shoes. Toddler was shoe free and ate for free via breast. Maybe not toddler.
Well, in the homeschool world.
Yeah, in the homeschool world, yeah.
They're a lot of work. Teenagers.
I guess the parenting design is the design of parenting does make a lot of sense because when you have your newborn, it's so vulnerable that it shocks you into a new life stage, which is good. You're like, oh my gosh, I have to care for this thing, which is good because
24/7.
that settles you in for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does just get progressively harder. Baby, like, as far as the life stages go.
I think there is like a little sweet,
there is a little reprieve. Mid-elementary.
Depending on when your kids
second and
start going
third grade.
Yeah.
Piece of cake. If you have a second or third grader right now, just enjoy that little break.
Yeah.
Because hormones are around the corner.
Yep.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a drunk driver coming around the bend about to head-on collision with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to, all of a sudden, they're going to hate you. They're going to hate themselves.
Yes.
They're going to have acne.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to start driving. They're gonna get expensive.
Yes.
They're going to be physically aware all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's brutal. God, I miss Paw Patrol. I miss. I would love to turn on Nick Jr. so bad.
Yeah.
Just to sit down, and instead, I got these mean kids that they show me their love through anger and hatred.
We're on this birthday trip for me, our whole family, and like the last morning or the last night, our teenage daughter was like, I need to go to the mall.
Yeah. Yeah. But they didn't say it like that.
And you're like, well, I need to drive this family of five home and then do like 10 loads of laundry and pay all the bills.
Yeah.
And what's, go to work in the morning.
Didn't you say there's like an animal? They're like a wolverine or something, or they always compare them to like a porcupine or something with teens?
Yeah, there's a book called like How to Hug a Porcupine.
Okay.
Because the rough exterior of adolescence.
So this whole idea that raising teens is how to hug a porcupine does not want new shoes. A porcupine does not eat four full meals a day. A porcupine probably self-grooms. At least does that, and but doesn't excessive self-groom either. A porcupine isn't like, I need $200 of facial skin products. I need it. I need that. And you're like, I can't with you. I just, and I love you. I just, I love, it's hard, how to hug your porcupine is perfect. It's like, you love a thing that hates you. You know? It doesn't hate you. It's just,
well,
it's natural.
That angst has to go somewhere, so it goes to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to Snapchat.
Yes.
It's tough, it's but really, you are really you special. Are right in that a lot of it is this like middle age stuff of just
you're just like in it really deep with your kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I will. You, the reason that you got to reflect a little bit on being 40 is because we got away from them, and I will say that is one of the primary differences between involved parents and non-parents is you don't really actually. I don't think about my age and my life and my like it, you don't get moments like that very often because I think what you're saying is like, hey man, I got this laundry to do. We got taxes to pay. We got real life stuff, but we got away. And then you started to reflect on how you hate your arms.
In my Joshua Tree photos,
Mel had to go to a national park and get away. And,
you know, it's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay. It's life.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, we got lucky because, excuse me, we did two solo hikes.
Yeah.
And we would have taken our oldest kid would have loved to have joined us, but instead he just slept in and chilled.
Yeah.
But because our house was by the park entry and we were like 20 minutes away from
them. So we'll rewind
and
a little bit here.
And their ages were just enough to where we did two hikes with them and two hikes without them.
Right.
So thus
right.
the reflective and self-loathing. But that's okay. That's what, you know, talk through it.
Yeah. Let's rewind a little bit and we'll get to Mel's, Mel hated her. I like your arms. Big fan of them. Personally, rewind. So I leave today in real time to be on a trip for a while, and I'm not going to be home for 2.5 weeks, but you're going to meet me in the middle because we're going to go serve at Hope Heels, which we do every summer. But the we last Thursday did a birthday party for you that you didn't know about, and then we went to Joshua Tree for the weekend. So we little recap. I've never lied to Mel. And I did. I lied to you for about 4 or 5 months, and it was exhausting. If people are committing like real adultery, it's crazy how much work it is. I mean, you've really got to go out of your way to do this.
Yeah.
It's so much. Because I was trying to plan a birthday party, just a birthday party, not a relationship, just an event. And I'm muting text exchanges, and I'm paying for things in cash. You know, and I've got your friends like paying for stuff in advance so you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And I have this big elaborate plan that we were going to do a podcast here that night. And I look up what comedians are in town. I was like, Josh Wolf is going to be the one. And it would have been great to have Josh. He was a great guest. But he was in town at La Jolla. And I was like, OK, this is the alibi. This is where you're going to be here. We're going to do it this night. You got to tell the kids. The kids are lying to you. They're keeping secrets.
Which was amazing.
It was a whole to do. People are coming in. You have, you know, hide and flight information, all kinds of details. And shout out to Laura and Veronica, your friends, and your mom who like planned it. Your mom got all the pictures. It was great. And then all for like, you know, a big payoff moment, which you genuinely didn't see coming, which was great because it was in the moments leading up to a surprise. I've never thrown a surprise party, nor do I have any interest in receiving one. Let the record show, I would not enjoy that. I'm telling this to the masses right now. I wouldn't enjoy it.
If you had a 40th birthday coming up in 3 months.
I will not enjoy a surprise party. If you do that, I will not like it.
Yeah.
I just sewn that to this group.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying it to anybody in my life that may, I won't like that. I'm not, but you, in a situation like that, would enjoy that. But it is in the waning moments, you're like, oh my gosh, the day of is when it could slip the most.
Yeah.
It could, mm-hmm. you know, because that's when a lot of the communication is happening that day. And there was a parking crisis here. And we did it at Public Square, which is a perfect venue for it. Mm-hmm. But there's so many moving things. And then this and this. And then Claire, little honest Claire. I mean, Gloria lied to you, no problem.
But let's just say I got a few more over clarifying texts than usual that day.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't go too much here.
Yeah. I was trying to keep you off the scent, you know.
It worked. I was grilling you about Josh Wolf.
Yeah.
I was ready.
Because you were like, why were you so nervous?
I did notice that you were nervous.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you were like, he's famous. I get insecure. Mm-hmm. And I believed you, but I was like,
nervous, just not for the reasons I was saying.
Exactly.
And but we happened to go to Nordstrom that day, and I was like, maybe pick out like a shirt you really like.
Yeah. Well, I was off the scent because it was our daughter's 8th grade graduation week.
Yeah.
And if you've ever had a teenage daughter, you're like their personal assistant for the week.
Yeah.
So like we had two dresses. Yeah. We had a dress that I like sewed twice to like hem and make sure it wasn't see-through.
Yeah.
And then the shoes. I had 3 different pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And we had to do pickups. And that's why I was at Nordstrom Rack on Thursday afternoon.
Put a pin in that real quick.
Yeah.
Not every grade needs to be celebrated. I know I sound like a real boomer here. Yeah. We do not need a middle school graduation ceremony. We don't do it. We don't need it. I'll give you senior year and kindergarten.
Kindergarten, we don't, our school doesn't do a 6th grade, like our 5th or 6th grade promotion. So our kids didn't do that, but I do agree with you. It gets a little out of hand.
It's too much. It's 8th grade. 8th grade is an easy grade.
It was like, I mean, when you have to get there like 2 hours before the event starts to get seats.
I guarantee you that sitting through a 2 hour long 8th grade graduation ceremony is harder than 8th grade. And then now we have to do the teacher retirement speech. I don't care that you're retiring, man. You're not. I have no connection to you. Just because you taught,
didn't have
just
because
you taught here for a while doesn't mean you get the mic for a minute. Do this for the staff. Why? There's a 88-year-old grandma sitting on a stone seat, and we need to hear you talk about how much teaching meant to you. And now this kid's doing a rap. Like, I don't need to hear a 14-year-old white girl do a rap about the school. I don't need this. It's not an achievement to graduate 8th grade. I take it back. It's not any more of an achievement to graduate 8th grade than any of the other grades. And actually, academically, 8th grade is not particularly hard. There are much harder years ahead of you. I actually think it's a bad way to set up kids for high school, to make them think that they've accomplished anything.
I think it's...
You need to go into high school scared. You need to go to high school with the fear of God in your eyes that these kids are going to be mean and it's only going to go downhill from here and these teachers are going to be harsh. And like you should not go into high school being like, I'm really something, man. I got through middle school.
That's it. I think it's that you emotionally survived middle school. That's the commencement.
High school is teenage prison.
Yeah. But middle, I will, you know what? There is an argument to be made that middle school emotionally is harder than high school.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they're saying.
That's just because you're like, the kids haven't found themselves
yet.
Yeah. I know most of the teachers that are there at the NA. It's nice. The kids are.
I'm not talking about our school specifically. I'm talking about eighth grade.
No, I just mean you look out and you see the teachers that like taught your kids, and it's like a closing ceremony.
Yeah.
But it was very long.
It's
you just got to trim it.
It's not the accomplishment that high school is, because here's the thing. I think for a graduation to mean something, A, it means to me like you have an actual tangible accomplishment in life. Which graduating high school is, because that's the end of school.
Public education.
That's the end of public education for you. Yeah. You did it. You have a high school degree. There's no such thing as an eighth grade degree.
Yeah, you don't have a degree yet.
If you, there's nothing to celebrate because, to quote, there's nothing to celebrate graduating middle school. So just like, I'm trying to say this right. sorry, this is just... You can't celebrate graduating middle school in the same way, to quote Kobe here, is job's not done.
Yes.
Like the job is not done. You have not finished this. You got through, you're up 2-0, or at least with the kindergartners, it's cute. Eighth grader graduation is not cute. It's a tough watch. It's a tough watch. And there's too many kids. That's what it is. You love that your kid accomplished it, and Gloria's in the choir, and that was fun. But okay, I got off track. But
it's just long and boring.
It's long and boring. And just at least let me be on my phone while my kid's not up. Let me be on my phone.
I mean, it's the precipice of awkward.
Yes.
You know, it's just like it's the maximization of everything awkward about that age, and then put it all together and just blow it up at the end of the year.
I am totally fine with doing an eighth grade graduation as long as when my kid is not on stage, I'm allowed to be on my phone. Can we meet in the middle? If we can make that compromise, then yes. I'll do the most middle school thing possible, and I'll be on TikTok during this. So anyways, we get through middle school graduation.
Yeah,
we,
and that's why I was off the
scent. Yeah.
I was so consumed with the graduation week that I had no idea.
Right.
Yeah, that we were having a party. So
which was great. And you said the nicest thing possible to me, which was I'll remember this the rest of my life.
Yes.
Which is great.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was...
And then the alarm went off at 5:45 the next day. Listen, eighth grade graduation might have been a little easier had I not planned. Also, it was the most like parent night ever. Like everyone kind of started leaving around 8:15, about an hour 15 into the party. Maybe it was because Tomlinson left, and they're like, "All right, well, the celebrity left." Taylor came down, which was very sweet of her.
They had to get here early to surprise me. So their clock started at like 6:15.
That's true. They
like they left their house at 6:15, and like literally most people left at 8:15.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cake has been cut.
Everyone thought the party was wrapping. I was like, hey, we have this all night, this venue. And I'm like, well, you know, we got a lot of them.
Everybody started stacking chairs.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it was, a lot of them had eighth grade graduation in the morning because they're our friends, you know. Taylor was flying to.
It's true.
If you want to know how good of a person Taylor Tomlinson is, she went in one weekend. She presented at the Tonys and went to your 40th birthday party.
It was amazing.
Which is really nice. Really nice. And Bryn came down and they were nice. And it was a good time.
That is some power you're holding there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told Taylor, I was like, this is my real life. By the way, I know you see, I always say I straddle, right? I've got a foot on a red carpet in that world, and then I've got a foot in the school pickup line. That's the world that I straddle. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's like, there's no comics here. I was like, well, I don't live in LA or New York. My comic friends don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
Zoltan moved. You know?
It's just the kid raising community, you know?
Yep.
And, I think the cutest thing was you had booked a
photo booth,
and we didn't have a ton of kids there, but
our
Claire
kids were there.
Had a friend there,
yes.
And Claire and Audrey shut down the photo booth.
Yeah.
And so above her bed, right, like she's got posters up in her room and stuff, but she got this like sticky tack and put all of the photo strips above
right,
her bed.
Right.
And it was like very like, you know, young teen kind yeah. of move. And it's like all her and her friend. And they
right.
just, like,
it's
did
cute.
A thousand photos. And it was adorable.
It was adorable. Yeah.
And to actually just to, like, see her having so much fun was
yeah.
really fun.
The one element yeah. that I couldn't figure out how to pull off, so it didn't, was I thought it would be funny if the photo booth had a bunch of your stuff in it. But I couldn't figure out how to get it out of our house.
Like, why are you stealing it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I gotta get her fanny pack. I was like, that won't really show up in a photo. And then it also hit me. I was like, yeah, but photo booth stuff has to be huge and cartoonish. It
yeah,
can't be like your black hat that you wear all the time.
Yeah, everyone's like, what's this dirty hat?
Yeah, yeah. It could have been your hiking clothes that you love so yeah. much. All right, everybody, I know what Mel wants for her birthday. New exercise clothes.
Well, the trip to Joshua Tree was, I don't know, 6 months ago.
6 months ago, you were like,
we should do something.
Yeah.
It's your 40th. And then.
And then Kensru put out a desert album. And yeah. we're like, here we go.
But I knew if we went Monday through Wednesday, you know, the kids would be out of school.
Right.
And you would be in town and we just wouldn't podcast. But, anyways, we had that block of time,
mm-hmm.
and so we did something super new for us. I mean, we've, like, been out in nature, but we haven't, like, planned itineraries and, like, done national parks with our kids.
Mom and Dad did a national
yeah.
park, and mm-hmm. we actually counted it.
Yeah, we've...
And we're like, okay, well, we did Yosemite with your family along... We certainly yeah. did Rainier growing up. We did... The Montana
Tahoe,
one. What did we do? Well,
Glacier.
Glacier. We did Glacier. Yeah. But that was like.
We've driven through all of Utah and Colorado.
Yeah. Well, we did Moab, Zion, you know. But we've never like done it multiple days where we've gone into the park multiple days in a row and gotten a place near there. Now,
mm-hmm.
we did it in a very Nickerson fashion. We got a pretty nice house, pretty close to the park.
Yeah.
It may or may not have had a pool. It was nice, but you booked it pretty far in advance, and Marriott now has a connection
yeah.
with home rentals.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Dad's got some points and hookups and stuff. So
yeah.
anyways, it was very different for us, and like to get our kids to go into a national park. Now, I thought it was very cute. This is a very Melissa moment. Melissa is like the CFO of a little business here. She's handling all these little details, and it's great. And like, dude, you're putting some money in the stocks here. You're just putting some money in a CD. You're moving, shaking, doing a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we get to the front of the, we get into the park on the first day. And I was like, okay, I got to get my card out. And you're like, no. Here's this piece of paper that I've been holding on to since the beginning of the school year. We have a fourth grader. She gets the whole family in for free.
We're saving $30.
And you handed them the thing, and they're like, where's the fourth grader? And Claire gets her little card. So Claire got us into the park free each day.
Every day she had to be like,
I just thought it was so funny that you had that.
I know.
When did you get that?
Start of the year. Yeah. And
we didn't know we were going to go to a national park then. Like we had
yeah.
not had that plan, but you had in your mind, maybe.
I know. Well, again, we travel for like a wedding. We travel for like a comedy. Like,
yeah,
we're not planning our lives around national parks, which a lot of people do. And with their kids. And
yeah.
That's awesome. But that's just not us. So
our kids are not yeah. our kids like. Two of the three are team sporters and athletes, and
yeah.
you know, they have their and Claire actually really likes being in our backyard and like solo time and being out
yeah.
with the bunny.
Mm-hmm.
She's just think she's like kind of like trained the bunny the bunny lays on its back and in her lap, and she just like rubs the belly for like 30 minutes, and I've never seen. And Gloria was like, "Is the bunny okay?" I was like, "I mean, the bunny looks pretty chill."
Yeah. That's like its comfort position. If she's trained it to do that, that bunny is like well adapted.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Its comfort position is on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legit.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, it just like rolls. It just lays on. It just sits in her legs. It's not even trying to move. She sits right here. Bunny lays on its back, and she just kind of rubs its chest and belly.
Really? Yeah. I haven't seen her do that.
She did it yesterday for, no joke, 30 minutes. And I was like, everyone seems pretty at peace here. And I was like, is that bunny going to pee on you at any point? And it didn't. I mean, it might have if it would have been five more minutes, you know. But anyways, that we're not like hikers. We're not. We are. We like hiking, but our kids are not. And
it's not a family activity.
And you know what? Like, hiking as a kid sucks for most kids, especially ADHDers. Like me as a kid. Now I like hiking, mm-hmm. and it's actually great for my ADHD. But like as a...
Well, I think the barrier with national parks is the drives.
Right. It is a lot of car time. More car time than you realize, right? Depending on the national park.
They're like, all you got to do is drive 45 minutes into the park and then you'll get this like payoff.
And that assumes you're already at the gate.
But that's from the gate.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of time in the car.
We looked at it. We looked at it. We already were like, well, maybe we could. We got Phoenix coming up. Maybe we could throw Grand Canyon on there. Or Sequoia is the next closest one, right? And we're you just start to kind of like realize like this is a lot of car time, and for
it's also slow moving, you know, because it's windy. It's
yeah,
you know,
we got a couple car stickers. You know, you're not necessarily gonna have a best.
You won't have reception.
Yeah, it's easy to talk yourself out of a net because have you been to the Channel Island off of Ventura?
No, I haven't done that one yet.
But that one looks really cool. But it's easy to talk yourself out of it because I get motion sick and they're like, this boat ride is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And you hate caves, which I learned. I was like, there's some cool caves.
You just remembered
the old kid stuck in the cave story from 10 years ago or whatever.
Soccer team that got stuck in the cave. Yeah. I saw that story every day. And
I mean, it was the story for a long time.
It was
like
the whole summer. You're just like, oh my gosh, I hope those kids get out of the cave.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Listen, I'm never in a cave. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. This is where I want to be.
It's your Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Which I'm not. You know, regrettably.
Caves are for Batman.
Caves are for Batman. And actual bats.
And actually, we did see some bats.
We saw some nature. We didn't see anything super cool. I wanted to see a desert tortoise so bad.
Oh, rough.
That's
going to be hard.
Yeah. And I thought we did see one.
Yes.
And we were driving and we're like, yes, it's in the road, which is not great. But, you know, the signs are everywhere.
Yeah.
And we're like, and you gasped. And you're like, that is a desert tortoise.
Oh, that's cool.
And what it was a trash bag.
A black trash bag.
It was a black trash bag.
But so we kind of saw a tortoise.
Yeah.
We thought.
We thought for a second. We saw a big old, what was the type of lizard it was?
Chuckwilla,
I think it was, something like that.
You and Joel saw like...
size of my arm.
Huge.
Gigantic.
A huge lizard.
Got close, didn't want to be that close. So I was like, I don't like this anymore. I like to look at it, but I don't like how big it is.
We saw some other lizards.
Lots of
lizards. Squirrels.
They got little chipmunks.
We saw some birds.
Lots of birds.
We did see some bats. We
saw some bats. And the bats were actually very helpful because they got Claire out of the pool. And because they were landing in the pool. And I was like, hey, get out. And she's like, what? I was like, bats are legit dangerous. like, don't let that thing bite you. That's got all the rabies in it.
We saw bats.
We exaggerated how dangerous it was, but we needed to get her out of the pool.
And then we did find some bones next to the pool in the last morning.
Some nature. A lot of ants.
Big ants. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big ants. So no Chasm of Doom then, I'm assuming, based on the...
I don't know what that is. Oh.
Joshua Tree. At Hidden Valley is...
Oh, we did go there.
Yeah, so at Hidden Valley, there's a little spot you scramble up to.
Yeah. Oh, you taught me the term. So when there's a bunch of rocks and you're just running, that's called scrambling.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Because I was like, our kids don't like hiking, but they do like scrambling. They like scrambling. Scrambling's more fun anyway.
Yeah, for
sure. A better workout.
Very free form. Very fun. Chasm of Doom is this cave you can enter, and then you basically go through the middle of this mountain, essentially. But there's a part called the coffin section where you have to lie on your back and then go underneath a rock and then like sit upward and then climb upward to get out to this other section.
Yeah.
No.
It's amazing. Uh-uh. It's a good time.
No, I don't like any of that.
I had to like shimmy through a couple rocks, and I was like, I'm not happy right now.
Well, you were already insecure about your body, and you're like,
Well, when you guys were, what do you call it when you're running around rocks?
Scrambling.
Scrambling.
You guys were scrambling, and I said, I'm a ground type.
Yeah, the ground type Pokemon was very funny.
Sorry, I just stayed on
so
the ground.
So we were climbing, and then I would just see Mel like, dit, 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 dit.
I'd just be going around like a little tree.
You'd find your way.
So the hikes we liked.
Okay, so Skull Rock is super fun.
Yeah.
That's every kid's highlight was Skull Rock, which is funny because it wasn't on our original itinerary. But we went.
It's tough. It's so tough to just like read a map and read about a hike and then like read a couple blogs and then get in there and you're like, I don't like any of this.
And you can't talk to the park ranger because they love everything there because they're park rangers. They're like, this whole place is everything. It's paradise. It's like, no, this place has like three cool spots. Skull Rock was one of one for us.
So we did a lot of scrambling around Skull Rock.
Saw some nature.
So fun.
Good climb.
We saw the lizard.
And there's kind of level of climbing for everybody. Also, wasn't too hot. It was in like the 80s, which was nice.
Perfect time to go.
Yeah.
We lucked out that it wasn't too hot because next week it's like 100.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Skull Rock and then the Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley was the nature best. Trail or whatever.
That
it was
awesome amazing.
So easy, right?
It's a mile.
Just a loop. Yeah, it's great.
Yep.
Claire ran out of water and, you know, stumbled.
Yeah, the last 10% of that mile, she was done.
Yeah.
But we did it.
We were thinking about taking her to the Wall Street Mill thing, and we didn't because that sucks.
There's like Barker Dam.
That is so boring.
We did that. I
respect if you like it because there's the mill at the end and stuff, and there's the
couple
cars.
Metal it is things.
You essentially just walk to some rusted stuff.
And we should have known because it was a historical hike, and it's in a valley. But it was so boring.
It's very
boring. It was a terrible hike.
It's a bad, a lot of loose dirt and sand, too. So
oh, yeah,
you're like,
thick.
Yeah.
Thick sand. It was bad.
Don't recommend that.
Zero stars.
Skull Rock, great. You said that. Mel said that on the walk. She's like, zero out of 10 is what you rated it.
Do not do that hike.
Yeah. Joshua Tree Coffee Company was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee's actually pretty good.
Yeah. For like a mountain town, like you're like, oh, this is a pleasant surprise. Well,
oh, did you veer off to Pioneer Town?
We did go to Pioneer Town.
Okay, hold on. I think we missed a hike. We didn't do Mount Ryan. We got.
Oh, yeah. So we did Mount Ryan. So Mount Ryan was. Have you done Mount Ryan?
No, I have not done
Mount Ryan is a hard hike. Okay. It you go. It is 1,000 feet up.
Yep.
You're close to 6,000 feet elevation, but it is
it's like 5,500.
It's it is straight up like for a good chunk.
Mm-hmm. It's just all stairs.
It's a stair climb. I felt like we were going to see the big spider Shiva. Like we had to take the or whatever and
Frodo and Sam.
It felt like we had gotten to Mordor.
It
and the gates were closed, so we had to go around.
This is our fourth hike, and this was the day I forgot the sunscreen.
Oof. Forgot the sunscreen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got like some red shoulders. Right now.
But you get there, and it's a deceptive hike because you can't see where you're going. So you're kind of like, well, I'm at the top of this mountain already.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're making pretty good progress. This is a pretty easy hike. And then I looked down. I was tracking the mileage, and it's 1.5 up. And I was like, we're 0.4 up.
Yeah, we thought we were there.
We thought we were getting pretty close.
And then you turn and weave.
You just wind up a couple mountains for a while. And it is a lot of stairs. Like, you know how they'll take rocks and make them into stairs? I mean, there's just straight up stair climbing, hanging off a not hanging off a cliff, near a cliff. And it so now the last chunk is pretty it gets smoother the last I would say the last like 20-30% definitely makes it easier, but does it? So this is people ranking it. I don't know if they rank difficulty. We're not like, it's not a long hike.
Well,
it's 3 miles.
That was the funny thing, is everyone on that hike was in their 20s.
Yeah, and the people who recommended it, they're like, do they have a degree of difficulty? This would be so funny if they were like...
Typically, like, they usually rate it like on all trails, like moderate is like a...
Yeah.
It's like right down the middle, you know?
Yeah, so I think
we don't have all trails. We're still learning.
So it's based on moderate, based on length, because a lot of the hard hikes are based on... They're like 5, 6, 7 mile type hikes. This is only a 3 mile hike, and the way down is easy.
Yeah.
But the way up, I mean, you are... Whoo! You are climbing straight up some rocks, baby.
I think they didn't have like signage that was like, you're a mile in, you know, like which Cal's has, like you're half mile in, you're a mile in, and it's a mile and a half up. So we do cows all the time. So
yeah.
We're like, okay, mile and a half up, mile and a half
it's
back.
It's the exact type we do. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, that anyway, it wasn't the best hike. I'm trying to be nice.
There are moments along the way.
We wanted a workout.
There are moments along the way, and we ended up spending time together. And if you're looking for an exercise hike, it is a good one. But I will tell you, it's not. It's high, but it's not even close to the coolest view in the park. Driving through the park are the coolest views of the park.
Oh, yeah.
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 You know, like you said, I mean, there are elements where you're in the big rocks. You're like this, we said it was like prehistoric. I mean, it's crazy.
It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that is the majesty of Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
And we'd never been. So we wanted to go. We've been in Arizona. We've been in Vegas. Like, you know, we've been around these states, but we'd never been in Joshua Tree. So.
I still like, you know, scenically, like Red Rocks in Vegas, I like more.
Yeah.
The Red Rocks just outside of Vegas are like stunning. Mm-hmm. You're like, because it.
And we've driven through Utah. We've driven through Colorado. Like, gorgeous.
We've seen this stuff.
But anyways, it was fun to do, and then
even better, seeing a concert around the river.
we're kind of looking into the stargazing stuff, and we heard you could see the Milky Way, and then it was like 9:30, and that
you gotta wait till it gets so dark.
It's and like 9:30, and it's a pretty full moon, and we were like, yeah, we're tired. We're not. We already did that hike.
We just laid down. We just laid down in the driveway and looked up. You're like, this is nice too.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was really pretty. And we did see like a shooting star and stuff.
But I'll tell you, if we go to.
We were like going to do it. We were going to like drive back in.
Yeah.
Maybe go to an observatory.
I'll tell you, any remote area, the stars are pretty cool. Like I was like, I mean, like when we go to Hope Hills and Camp McDowell and Nauvoo, Alabama.
You just got to get away from the city.
That's
light,
the point. Yeah. You get
away from
the
city. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there was like that space rocket launch. We
oh, yeah,
that.
I think another satellite went up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, SpaceX went up on Tuesday.
Yeah, we saw that.
So we saw that, and that was going to be like our stargazing
And you're like,
night.
Well, this is
and
cool.
And we were like, well, that took up the whole sky, so.
The irony of leaving the city to see the stars to watch SpaceX.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I mean, during a big open sky, I mean, we watched it for 20 minutes.
Exactly, and I just, the people that do, like, the stargazing, they're really committed, and it's the same people that get up at the night to see the constellations, and you know, like, and we're just not those people. We're not committed.
Again, this is another thing about being 40, is you just kind of know who you are.
You're like, I think this is enough, and I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah. I've had my fill, and there are a couple of hazy little things calling my name in the fridge.
That was one of our biggest tips and tricks, was that we brought the kids a lot of soda.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we're never leaving this house.
Yeah.
We have ping pong and soda.
The ping pong was fun. You travel with a family because the sibs are forced to bond.
Yeah, they did.
They
the
really.
Girls, the girls like stopped climbing on the rocks and they were in the shade.
Yeah.
And just like complained about middle school.
It is
for
nice.
An hour.
One of the nice things about that's
it was really sweet.
That's better. That is a better that's one. That's an argument for scrambling over hiking. Hiking, everyone's together. Scrambling, you can kind of pair off.
Because you and Joel go, and then I'm on the ground, just
ground type,
weaving
her way,
checking in on everyone. And then the girls hung out.
Yeah.
So it was actually.
And Joel and I are
really
getting up,
sweet.
And then there is a couple. Joel climbed to the top of Skull Rock and stood up, and I was like, "Hey, don't stand."
I was like, hey, your running shoes are really old.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm also like,
have a lot of grip.
Wind gust, man. Yeah, one wind gust and you're dead. It's not worth that risk.
I just watched
Stay low.
I watched him jumping.
Yeah.
Like, the next day, he's like, my knees kind of hurt. And I was like, well, yeah, you were jumping.
Scrambling
up rocks. But it was pretty, it's amazing to watch him. He looks like a mountain lion or, you know?
Yeah.
Like a goat.
And then we threw in Pioneer Town, too, which was cool.
Yeah, I was like, guys, we're right here. We should just go to this.
Pioneer Town, if you don't know, it's a little outside of Joshua Tree, and it's an old Hollywood set. It's,
it's a great venue inside there, Happy and Harriet's.
Like, which was closed.
It was Tuesday, Wednesday.
But it's an old, like a ton of old Westerns and stuff were filmed there. A couple cool little shops.
Piano.
Yeah. Take your kid in a picture of jail. Yeah, I wouldn't make a trip just to Pioneer Town, But I would throw it on your Joshua trip for sure. It's, especially, it's I wanted my dad to be there so
by
bad.
By the dinosaurs. You know, they got the
no,
green.
No. Dinos are okay, way in I'm on in Indio.
Okay, listen.
You can do all of that in one swing.
One yes. swoop. You hit both.
Yeah.
But
one fail swoop.
Well, the funniest thing was we're at Pioneer Town and we were planning on eating there. And then we're asking the shop owners, like, what do you think? Is that worth it? And they're like, oh, you got to get the vegan tacos. And then we were like, we got a cooler with ice that's melting. Let's
yeah.
get out of here.
We gotta go get those cats.
The cats have to be picked up at 7.
From the cattery.
They're calling us.
Bunny needs his belly rubbed. So anyways, we did it. We did a national park.
We did it. And then I'm on
the
proud
way,
of us.
And the way home, yep. we were planning our next one. And then I looked into it a little bit and I was like, Knott's Berry Farm. It's an hour away. We're so close to the theme parks. It doesn't help our cause to pitch our kids to national parks when we are closer to the theme parks. Our from a proximity to our home, in order to get to a national park, you have to drive within reason, like past like SeaWorld, Legoland, Disneyland, and Knott's Berry. You know, those are all Universal Studios. All five of those theme parks are closer than Joshua, so it's a tough.
We
it's a
have
tough sell.
La Jolla. We have Julian.
There's
know,
lots
Southern
of nature.
California.
There's lots of nature.
There's
out
a
there.
Lot of good stuff.
All right, guys, we asked you to send in your terrible family trip stories.
Yes.
And you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Family vacation gone wrong. Trip delays. All those kind
of
things.
Are we going to do a couple an episode, or how are we going to do it?
We got so many of these things. We're going to do at least two right now.
Great.
Here we go. This is from Richie Rice. Love the pod.
Yes. He's on our Facebook group.
He's on the Facebook group.
Yep.
Check it out. Love the pod. You guys make me feel seen. Here's my story. It was 2019. Okay. We were driving from Kentucky to Pennsylvania with my 2-year-old and 6-month-old.
Ooh, that's tough.
It's a bad ages for driving. We were 45 minutes from home when we blew a tire in our rental van.
Sure.
So it's been a long day of driving after a long week of travel. We went to see about a youth ministry job. And now we're stranded on the highway. I get the cops to come sit behind us with their lights so we don't get rear-ended. I decide there's no reason to keep the rental since we're so close to home. So I call around for a cab can hold a family of 4 with car seats and all the stuff we needed for travel. Think potty seats and extra diapers.
Oh, yeah.
Then I call the rental company to tell them they've got to get their van towed and where to find it. Then, when the cab arrives, I move all of our stuff over on the side of the road in the dark while my wife tries to keep our kids calm from the relative safety in the rental van. Then, after 45 minutes of driving in a cab with a crying baby, we unload all our stuff in the parking lot of our apartment so the cab driver can go. He was super nice and patient the whole time. I gave him a huge tip. He literally saved us. It was a long, stressful night, but it went as smooth as it could have, and we made it home. Richie. Woo!
Oh, yeah. We've blown tires late at night. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
No.
You know, the breakdown on a family trip, you're like, oh, gosh. Yeah. Thanks, Richie.
I'm just thinking about all the stuff.
It's took the sign on the ministry
transferring.
Job.
Yeah. It's very funny.
That job.
That might have been your Gideon's fleece there, buddy. Old Testament. I've read the book. Here we go. This one's from Adam Bush, patron.
It's too much.
Comment.
It's too much.
Hey, guys, on our honeymoon to Disney World, I accidentally booked our hotel a day short from our return flight. So we had a checkout on a Saturday, but didn't fly home till Sunday. Instead of getting another night in the hotel, because frankly, we couldn't afford it, we opted to eat a bunch of candy and go to a late movie, then head to the airport early. Fast forward to the, quote, late movie, getting out about midnight and us sleeping in our rental car. About 2 a.m., I wake up to my wife puking in the downtown Disney parking lot after it consumed $22 worth of goodies cappuccino jelly beans. Did our honeymoon end with a gigantic fight in the Orlando airport at 4 a.m.? I think you know the answer. last one. This one's from Kathy Day. You can submit this either at send emails to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com or go to Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. We got over 400 members there.
On Facebook.
Yeah, yep. People are getting the diggity details on there. So, this is from Kathy Day. We went to Disneyland from the Bay Area with my after-school program coworkers to celebrate the end of the school year. This was also my first experience with air travel because growing up, my parents believed that air travel was not something worth paying for the whole family. And if we couldn't drive to the place, we didn't need to go at all.
We've had this conversation on the Facebook group.
Yep. At the time of this story, I was in college and paying for my first airplane ride myself. Everything went smoothly on the way there, but flying from LAX to SFO was a different story. We had a 7 a.m. flight out of LAX. Bad already. So we got up at 4 to drive to the airport, return our rental car, and make it to our flight. Our first hiccup was the rental car place trying to scam us by saying 4 college students dented the rental car upon return.
Ooh.
When the car was already dented when they issued it in the first place. We had taken photos of the dents at issue, time to prove this at return, but my friend who took the pics got her phone stolen at Disney.
Oh my gosh.
So we didn't have them anymore. By the time we got that sorted out, we were worried we would be late to our flight, but it was delayed by 30 minutes. Woo! The delay turned into over an hour. Then we boarded. When we were delayed in the plane for I'm not sure how long before finally taxiing to the runway. We had already prepared for takeoff and revved up the engines when the pilot came on saying there was an engine problem and we were headed back to the gate. Oh, God, I hate going back to the gate. There we sat for at least another hour while I watched the maintenance crew through my window literally argue while waving rolls of duct tape. The flight was finally canceled and we deplaned around noon. So they got up at 4 a.m. Oh, now it's noon and they're still in the airport. We went to the gate agent and tried to book another flight, but they wanted to split up the group of four, and me being a first-time flyer was too scared to split up. The four of us were rebooked at a 6 p.m. flight. 30 minutes before this flight, our gate was changed, and they didn't tell us, so luckily we figure out and get in time just aboard. As the plane was taking off, I thought to myself, there's pretty much nowhere between LAX and FSO, so if we have to go, we have to go now. Wrong. SFO was closed. While we were in flight due to Air Force Two being in the bay longer than expected. So we circled the skies of San Francisco a half a dozen times before making an emergency landing in San Jose, about 30 miles north of SFO, because we were running out of fuel. Most of us Bay Area folks said, we'll just get out of here. But no, this was an unscheduled landing. We did not have a gate. We would not be allowed to exit this plane. So we sat on the ground for at least an hour before they flew us to SFO. So they had to land in San Jose. Due to the whole schedule issue at SFO, there was a last-minute runway obstruction during our landing slot, and we shot straight back up in the air from the almost runway in what felt like a scene out of Top Gun. My friend sitting next to me started having a panic attack, and we were asked the flight attendant for some water, but we were denied because we were landing, even though we had gone from about 10 to 10,000 feet in seconds. Did I mention we were in the very last row of this plane? We finally landed during our second approach. And we were the very last people to get off the plane at about 9:45 p.m., 4 a.m. to 10 p.m., total travel for a one-hour flight. And it's a wonder why I was ever willing to get on an airplane again ever after this time. Kathy, that is unbelievable.
Wow.
That's like a five-hour drive.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Travel's worth it.
Anyways, shoot your emails to don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com. See me on tour. We didn't talk about all those dates. Bye. Hey, folks. We want to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That is our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for being a part of this podcast. Thanks, guys. Those people are
April Griffith,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Damaris Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jessica Hanrahan,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Cowan.
I like when we get the couples. The couples are fun. I mean, everybody else, they can get in here too. Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slazdom. I got another couple one. I'm getting all the couples.
Michelle Castle.
Again, Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson, who was one person but has a part, and they came and saw me in Fort Collins. You guys are the best. You get sick the fourth time. They always have different merch. They're wearing the dad bod. They had overwhelmed stuff. They are the best.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Stephen Mina.
And Tiffany Payne. Thanks so much for being the best, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.